Armstrong.
Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Wave the flag from Hudson High, boys. Show them how we stand. Ever shall our team be champions, known throughout the land.
Wheaties, breakfast of champions, bring you the thrilling adventures of Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Hello, Mr. McCormick.
Oh, hello there, Mary. Well, it's good to see you again. Come up to see the program today?
No, not exactly. It's something personal, Mr. McCormick. The trouble is, there's a sort of family argument between me and my brother Billy. Well, we thought you'd be just the man to settle it for us, seeing you're an expert on Wheaties.
Well, I guess I do claim to know something about Wheaties, Mary. But I can't understand why in heaven's name you and Billy would ever argue about a breakfast of champions.
That's just it.
What's just it?
Breakfast of champions. You see, my brother Billy says that probably more famous athletes eat Wheaties than any other dish of the kind. I've heard you say that yourself. You're always talking about baseball players and hockey stars and all the other kinds of athletes who are regular Wheaties fans, I guess you call them.
Well, Mary, of course, many famous athletes are Wheaties fans. That Wheaties nourishment comes in mighty handy when you got a World Series ball game ahead of you or 60 minutes of good, fast hockey. What's more,
I know all about that, Mr. McCormick, but... Well, to hear you men talk, you'd think there wasn't another thing in the world except football and baseball and hockey and basketball. Gee, I like those sports as much as anybody does. But what a girl is more interested in is fancy skating stars and airline stewardesses and colored models. So my brother Billy keeps insisting that Wheaties are a man's dish, a breakfast of champions. I'd like to get this thing settled once and for all.
Mary, did you ever hear of Hazel Brooks?
No, I never did. Who is she?
Just happens to be chief stewardess of American Airlines, that's all. Did you ever hear of Betty Atkinson?
You mean the star of the 1944 Ice Follies? I'll say I have.
And how about Dusty Farnham?
I know. She's that famous powers model you see in all the magazines. Even you ought to know about her, Mr. McCormick. What's all this got to do with my family argument? Why have these girls got to do with the breakfast of champions?
Just this, Mary. You can tell your brother Billy, from me, that every single one of those American girl champions I mentioned is a good, loyal Wheaties eater. They help themselves to a breakfast of champions 3 and 4 times a week. Now, does that settle your argument about who eats a breakfast of champions, Mary?
I'll say it does, Mr. McCormick. Golly, thanks a lot. Believe you me, if Betty Atkinson and Dusty Farnham and Hazel Brooks can have their Wheaties along with the men athletes, I can too. Tomorrow morning, I'm going to sit right down next to my brother Billy with the biggest bowl full of milk, fruit, and Wheaties you ever saw.
And now, Jack Armstrong, the all-American boy.
Fire has broken out on Jack Armstrong's amphibian as it's in flight over the jungle. A small leak has appeared in one of the copper fuel line pipes, and flaming gasoline is dripping down the side of the plane into the cabin. Two extinguishers, especially designed to smother gasoline flames, have been brought into action by Jack and Billy. And although they've been able to put out the fire in the cabin, the blazing gasoline still drips down from the cracked pipe. Everyone is on the wrong side of the fire to reach the break in the pipe, except Betty. She's in the galley in the tail of the ship making biscuits. Suddenly, she gets an idea. A wad of biscuit dough wrapped around the pipe may stop the flow of gas temporarily. With a huge chunk of dough in her hand, she's now working her way through the smoke toward the leaking pipe while Jack and Billy keep down the fire. Listen.
Watch those blades. Don't get scorched, Betty.
Careful of the dripping gasoline.
I call you. If it gets on your clothes, you'll be burned up.
The engine's on fire. It's horrible smoke. Can't you do something about that?
Keep your head down. You should have put a wet towel around your face.
I can't do it now. I have to.
Oh, Betty, she got plenty of nerve to walk into that fire.
Oh, I'll say she has. On the floor, Billy. Smother that fire, boy. I'll knock that out. Just well extinguishers, Jack.
And they're especially built for gas fire.
Keep playing the thunder on Betty. We've got to protect her.
Betty, Betty. Right along the wall there. Look closer.
I'm following the fuel pipe.
Oh, I hope that smoke doesn't overcome her.
It'd be bad for all of us if it did.
Well, the whole ship burned up.
Hey, it explodes. All those flames need to do is get into our reserve tank.
Yes, and they're right below the fire. We're in a mighty bad spot.
Oh, too bad we leave the river. Could go down and get away from this fly machine.
Well, there's no chance of setting the amphibian down now. No, not while we're over the jungle. Boy, you're making it, Betty. You're close.
It's just ahead of you, Betty. You can almost reach it.
Hey, it's getting worse, Mr. Jim. More gasoline dripping down. Jack, that pipe is liable to break. Then we will have a mess. that pipe right to the ship will go up in flames.
Oh, be so plenty scared, Jacob.
Listen, Billy, knock out that fire behind, Betty. Hurry.
It should be cut off.
Where are you coming, Betty? What are you stopping for?
I feel a little woozy.
Don't collapse, Betty.
I won't. I'll be all right. Come on.
You've almost reached that leak, Betty. Another step or two. You're doing all right, Betty. Well.
Oh, if Betty only have longer arms, she could reach that place.
Can you see the leak, Betty? Just ahead of you.
Watch yourself now, Betty. Don't try to clap that door over the leak.
No, slide it along the pipe. Wipe the blazing gas off.
Careful now. Some of that hot stuff may run down your arms.
I figured that out. I think I can make it. I just want to work.
Oh, boy, she did it. Oh, well, Betty, it's ours. You stop the leak. Now, knock that fire out, Billy.
Stay right there, Betty. Hold that door over the leak.
That's what I'm doing. You have to cut off the gas somehow.
Right, I'll do that. Hold fast now. You know, we come to the floorboard for the cutoff valve from the reserve tank.
Get your extinguishers going, Billy. There may be more fire left under the flooring.
Okay, Uncle Jim. I'm ready.
I'll lift this section up.
Hey, there is fire under here. Hit it, Billy, quick. Right, look out. Hold that flooring up. Ah.
Why, Jones, you got those floorboards up just in time, Jack.
I'll say I did. That fire was mighty close to those reserve tanks.
Hey, we did blow up the pieces, Big Goose.
You think doggone right, Big Goose. There, how's that, Jack? It starts to smother the flame.
Okay, Billy, turn off the extinguisher, but stand by and be ready.
Right, Jack. Still trying to find the cutoff valve. Now I've got it. There we are. We're safe now, I think. All right, Betty. Take a bit to blow off that leak.
Are you sure, Jack? Do I have to do this all over again?
Yes, it's okay. There isn't enough gas left in that pipe to do any harm.
All right, you think so. Oh, good grief. Start it again.
Oh, God, what do you know? Wait, I'll turn on the extinguisher.
That's only the gas that was left in the pipe. But start it, Billy.
Some of that wall is done. Yeah, that's what I'm doing, Jack.
I can't understand is how on earth that fire got started in the first place.
Here, I found the trouble, Uncle Jim. It was a broken cable. It was a short end. The short ignited the gas as it slipped down.
Oh, boy, that's bad.
And I'll fix it temporarily anyway. I'll bend the end back. There.
Good. All right, Billy. Turn off that extinguisher. I think we're out of danger now.
Well, if you say so, Uncle Jim. There we are. Well, we certainly had a close call. Well, Betty, you're a hero. Heroine, I mean. Great work.
Oh, I'm scared.
Oh, that's plenty brave things that he do.
And a bit of mighty smart thinking, too.
Well, when Jack said he'd like to have something to clap over the leak, I had that biscuit go right in my hand. It seemed to me it might work.
Well, it did the trick, Betty, and you did a swell job the way you plugged that leak with it. Say, did you get burned?
Oh, no. My arm's got a bit scorched. Put some panic acid in the first aid kit to fix that. I'm afraid the biscuit dough's ruined, though. It was such a swell batch, too.
Gee, Wilson, when I'm so doggone hungry, I could eat that dough raw.
Well, there's more bisquick in the galley. I'll go back and make some more. It's safe to go back into the galley now, isn't it, Jack?
Yes, everything's okay now.
All right, then I'll go back and get busy. Dinner will be ready in half an hour, I hope.
Well, not a big book, Jack.
Safe enough, Uncle Jim. But we've got some repair work to do when we put down. And the sooner we get at it, the better.
Copper pipe and the cable both cracked in the same place. There's been a bad strain on that section of the ship.
Probably when that tidal wave hit us, Uncle Jim. We must have taken more of a beating than we realized.
We got hit plenty hard with that wave, Jocko.
You're doggone right, we did, Big Duke. That came very close to being the finish of our expedition, didn't it, Jack?
I guess it was closer to the finish than any of us realized, Billy. But we'll be able to make these repairs without any trouble.
Thank goodness that smoke is clearing out of the cabin. Hey, how's the course, Uncle Jim?
We're flying an automatic pilot. I haven't taken much notice of where we are.
Big Tooth, keep watch out the window. Look like we come to Wabasa country now, Jocko. Big Tooth know the mountains over there.
Well, that's where the fighter's supposed to be. At least that's where Don Pedro told us he was. And he teamed up with two mighty bad hombres, Lopez and Bola.
Yes, and they're mining diamonds on property that Don Pedro leased to the Diamond Syndicate. Well, that makes them criminals.
This crime is worse than just ordinary thievery, Billy. They jumped a mining claim. That's something that calls for extreme penalties in mining country.
Yes, it's important enough to have Don Pedro ask us to delay our expedition to the sacred city to find that anti-infection drug. So I guess we'd better find out where the spider is and what he's doing.
You're right, Jack. Looking for now is the twin lakes that show the beginning of the Wabasso country.
Boy, them two lakes, they're over behind that mountain. You'll see them soon.
Hey, I think I see the end of one lake now. It's coming in sight off on our port side. Isn't that it, Big Tooth?
Yes, that's the end of lower lake, Jack.
Yeah, so Jim, maybe I'd better take the controls now. We'll want to drop lower. Look out, Billy.
Oh, sure, Jack.
There we are. I'll switch off the automatic pilot now. There. Now, do you want me to head right to that lower lake, Uncle Jim?
Yes, Jack. I want to see if there's an amphibian on either that lake or the one above it.
That's right. But I thought Don Pedro said the spider had an amphibian by the minimum leave.
So did I. He wasn't entirely clear about that point. Let's look both lakes over very carefully.
Okay. Dropping down now.
Dinner's almost plenty.
Oh, boy, that's good news for me.
Big Shoes feels plenty empty, too, Billy Boy.
How are you feeling, Betty? You think your arms should be bandaged? They look quite red.
They felt plenty hot for a while, but I plastered them with that tannic acid. I don't think they'll even blister now.
Well, you took chances on getting a mighty ugly burn.
Betty gets plenty close to that fire.
Don't remind me of it. I was scared stiff all the time. Oh, there are the twin lakes Don Pedro spoke about. Are we going to go down on one of them?
I don't know, Betty. We don't want to drop down right into the hands of the spider and his two pals.
Oh, we should say we don't.
Big Tooth watched that first lake, not the fly machine down there.
No, neither do I, Uncle Jim.
I don't think it'll be on the first lake, Jack. Well, about the river comes down in the upper lake. And the diamond diggers are on the river.
Right. So if they had an amphibian, it'd probably be on the upper lake. We'll go on up there. Hey, I think I can see the lake from here.
Yeah, there'll be Lake Jocko. It might be far away.
Let's all look very carefully, especially along the shore. They may have hidden their amphibian and camouflaged it with tree branches.
Big Tooth watched that for plenty hard, but not seen anything yet.
Hey, Uncle Jim, that's where the river comes into the lake. See it?
Right. That's where it should be, according to this chart.
Well, there isn't much of a river.
Oh, that's plenty good river. At the bottom of that, Indians find plenty diamonds.
You mean you can just wade in and pick them up?
Well, for sure, Betty.
I don't doubt it. That stream has probably washed them down from the peridotite. Explanations up above.
Wait, look. I see something red. It's their amphibian. I'll bet I had it. Where, Billy? To the right of the river. See it, Jack?
Oh, Big Goose, see him? There indeed. All covered with tree branches. You see him, Jack?
I sure do now. Why, they've camouflaged so mighty well.
That means the spider is here. Probably just flew away up the river.
Well, what are you going to do? You're not coming down on this lake, are you?
No, Betty. We're going to go on up over the stream until we find out just where the spider's located.
Well, then what, Jack?
Well, we'll have to do some investigating, won't we, Uncle Jim?
Don Pedro asked us to do what we could to prevent him from taking diamonds out.
That's going to be a tough job, it seems to me.
Oh, it sure is, if the spider's on.
She undoubtedly is. Hey, look below there in that clearing along the stream.
By Jove, there they are, three men. And a big shack there, too.
And the diamond diggings are there, too, beside the stream. See them?
Oh, Jack, they're looking up at us.
Maybe it wasn't such a good idea flying over them this way.
They don't know who we are, Jack. We're right on upstream as if we never noticed.
Yeah, that's a good idea. We'll head up between those two mountains.
Right, Jack. Let's get clear out of sight and sound before we find a place to go down.
Big two things you find plenty lakes behind them mountains.
That's okay. Well, Jim, we'd better go right on as if we never even saw them.
They're still looking up at us.
Yeah, but they're wondering who we are. They get suspicious. We might scare them off, Jack.
Yeah, Billy's right, Uncle Jim. They may think we're a government patrol or something. They're liable to move out in a hurry after we've gone.
That'd be all right, providing they didn't take a lot of diamonds with them.
And that they'll take all they've got. From the looks of things, they've been here a long time.
Right, so. Maybe we've made a mistake, Jack.
You know what else we could have done, Uncle Jim? They were bound to see our plane.
Yes. If we had come down on one of those two lakes, we certainly would have frightened them off. We've got to find a place to go down soon, then work our way back on foot.
Without weapons, it's going to be mighty dangerous. We're getting behind the mountains now, Uncle Jim.
Oh, look, there's a lake down there. A nice one with a beautiful, big, sandy beach.
Hey, that's swell. Let's stop down there. We can have a swim after dinner.
Looks like a good place. If the mountain cuts us off from the spider, he won't see us land. Go ahead down here.
Okay, going down.
Hey, what do I smell? Why, you're burning the dinner.
Oh, good grief.
They found the spider. He and his companions have definitely been stealing diamonds from leased property that belongs to the government. It certainly looks like it's going to be a ticklish job to prevent those diamond thieves from taking their loot out of the jungle. Jack and Uncle Jim have proved before that they're a lot smarter than the spider. So be sure all of you to listen in tomorrow to the next exciting chapter of Jack Armstrong and the Diamond Thieves. Now remember, you need Wheaties. Genuine Wheaties to give yourself a breakfast of champions every morning. Eat those toasted whole wheat flakes with lots of milk or cream in your favorite fruit. It's my guess you'll find Wheaties are just what your appetite orders.
Have you tried Wheaties? They're whole wheat without a brand.
This is Franklin McCormick saying goodbye for General Mills, makers of Wheaties, breakfast of champions. We invite you to listen tomorrow to another episode of Jack Armstrong, the All-American Boy.
Oh, just five sweeties, the best breakfast food in the land.